بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وشدوا حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this heart. And in this heart, we have to bring in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is our creator, our cherisher, our nourisher, our sustainer. He is the most mighty, most powerful. Every single thing is in His control, His supreme control. There is no being that is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Akbar. Allah is the one who gives life. Allah is the one who gives death. No creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can move or even remain stationary without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is the angels, the jinn, human beings, the animals, the plants, the oceans, the water, the clouds, the skies, the earth, the heavens, all of the creation of Allah depends upon Allah, and Allah is totally independent. Allah is As-Samad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ahibbu Allah lima yaghdhukum bihi min ni'amihi." Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon you. Allah is nourishing us every single day, every single moment with various bounties. And how often we have mentioned and we have heard that if we try and count all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are enjoying what He has given us, His boons, His favors, His countless ni'mats, we will never be able to encompass and enumerate all of them. The air, the oxygen that Allah is giving us, it is free. There is no charge to it. Allah has provided for us food, clothing. Allah has given us shelter. Allah has given us countless of bounties. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ahibbu Allah lima yaghdhukum bihi min ni'amih." Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties that He is sustaining you with. The more we talk about Allah's ni'mats, this will bring in our heart the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Dhikrul ni'am yurithul mahabbah. If we talk about Allah Ta'ala's bounties, how Allah has been so kind to us, how Allah has protected us. There were so many times in our lives when we thought this was the dead end of our life. There seems to be no way out, no exit, no hope. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala's divine mercy comes, and Allah's help comes. And Allah brings about a makhraj for us, an opening, an exit from all our problems. Sometimes there was some sickness. Doctors had given us just few months to live, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life, and we live in this world for many more years. We had business problems, everything seemed to come to an end. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala's divine treasures open for us. Unseen help comes. And Allah provides for us from unseen sources. And everything becomes prosperous again. If we sit back and reflect and we really ponder and think, who is Allah? How great Allah is. How kind Allah is. How merciful Allah is. Allah has sent down 1% of His mercy into this world, and this is the 1% of mercy. The child is shown by its mother. Animals show their children. Human beings interact with one another. When we are merciful to mankind, to others, then this is the one part of Allah's 100 parts that He has divided mercy into. So 1% we are enjoying. 99% Allah is held back for the day of Qiyamah. He is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And we require Allah's mercy in this world and the hereafter. More in the hereafter than this world. If Allah wished, He could have just given us the mercies in this world. And there's no mercy in the hereafter. He is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of all those who show mercy. And therefore ulama have said that ponder over the ni'mat that Allah has given us. How many of us really ponder over the skies and the earth and the night and the day? It's like routine for us. It's an habit. It's night, day, we wake up in the morning, we go to work, and then we come back to home in the evening and we eat and we sleep, and that's our schedule. But the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when a person wakes up at the tahajjud time, he recites the verses, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. At that time of the night, at the tahajjud time, when the person rises, the mu'min rises, the lover of Allah, then he looks into the sky and he ponders. He reflects over how Allah is the one who created the skies and the earth. And the day and the night. The alternation of the day and the night. And he ponders, وَيْتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And he says, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created all this in vain. At that time of the night, he is connecting himself, even before he has rolled out his musalla and come onto the musalla, he is already connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh my Allah, you have not created all this thing in vain. Subhanak. You are free from any type of fault, blemish, defect, aib. You are absolutely pak. You are most pure. And immediately, Allah save us from the azab of Jahannam. So respected brothers and elders, when a person wants to bring in the muhabbat of Allah, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned, when he wants the muhabbat of Allah to come into his heart, like how a farmer or a gardener, before he plants any seed, is to make sure that the soil is perfect. The soil is such that it can take in the seed. So even before he plants the seed, he has to make sure that the soil is gentle, it is the right suitable soil. He has to weed out all those things that are in the soil or in the ground that are not suitable for the growth of the seeds that he is going to plant. So he will take out the weeds and anything that is unwanted. He will remove the stones that are there. And he will make it smooth. Then he will put water over it. He will irrigate that land and that soil, so that it becomes just right and suitable for the seeds to grow. And then he sows the seeds, and then he waters it, and then the sunlight and the weather conditions have to be good, and he is observing the growth of this plant until it bears fruit, becomes a tree and it grows fruit. Like that ulama say, that when we want the muhabbat of Allah to come into our hearts, then first we have to remove all the weeds of shirk and kufr and nifaq. We take out the weeds of filth, of riya, ostentation, pride, jealousy, anger, shirk, associating partners with Allah, kufr. And once we remove all this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this heart soft and suitable now to plant the seed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the person sincerity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plants the seed of hidayat of into his heart. And when the seed of hidayat comes into his heart, he gets light in his heart. And then Allah makes this fruit of his muhabbat come into his heart. He bears the fruit of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is a true lover of Allah, the sign that he is the true lover, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned, alamatu mahabbatillah, the sign that a person has true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he will not love all those things that will displease his beloved Allah. So the sign that he has the muhabbat of Allah is that he will make sure he does not bring into his life anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence he will refrain from all type of sins. And the moment the sin comes into his heart, this is when he has to make the dhikr of Allah. He has to wash away and remove those weeds immediately. If he does not remove those weeds, they will grow and they will grow and they will grow. And they'll become large. And then it'll become difficult to remove that tree, which is then grown, which is unwanted, it is thorny, it is causing problems. It becomes an obstacle, an impediment in bringing the true Muhammad of Allah in his heart. So when a person will commit sin, he is a dhakir, he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will remove that sin. He'll make tawbah, istighfar. So Allah will bless this person. Allah will irrigate his heart with ikhlas and tawbah. The person will make tawbah sincerely each time he makes a small blunder even. He will refrain from that sin. He will feel nadamat, he'll feel that shame, regret and that pain in his heart. And he will make sure that he secures himself again not to fall into that abyss of filth and sin. So he'll become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is the true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will stay in the company of those who will remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time he comes into the company of the person who is also mindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in his company, he will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when he is reminded of Allah ta'ala, then it will become easy for him. Now his heart will gain strength. It will become fortified. It has the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah. And it will help him, it will shield him from committing sins very easily. So now he'll be strong against nafs and shaitan. He'll be making mukhalafat of that hawa, the evil desires in his heart. This is the mujahada he'll go through. And Allah will make it easy for him. And if he does fall, immediately Allah will pick him up. And Allah will guide him. And Allah will irrigate his heart with the water and the rains of tawbah and istighfar. And like this, he will move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having in his heart the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into his heart, he will now give ithar and preference to the love of Allah, to the dictates of Allah, to the commands of Allah over anything in this world. The love of Allah ta'ala, when it permeates in his heart, then he will sacrifice all other pleasures and all other loves he has in his heart. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he had the marifat of Allah, when he had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala tested him to see whether he loves Allah more or he loves Ismail his son more. At the time of his old age, he is blessed with Ismail alayhi salatu salam. He was pining for a child. Allah blesses him at old age, a young child, a beautiful son. Of course, a baby who grows, and this child is growing. Until he comes, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِ. When this child, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now reaches puberty, and now he is running around with his father, and he's helping his father, a time that any parent waits for, to look at his son, that now my son is going to be with me, and he's going to work with me, and he's the coolness of my eyes. Now Allah instructs Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, go and slaughter your son. Immediately he gives preference to the muhabbat of Allah over the muhabbat that he had for his son. It is a very ardent love he had for his son. But the love of Allah was dominant, what it is more. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who are true believers, the love of Allah Ta'ala is more severe than the love that they have for anything else in this world. And therefore Allah Ta'ala showed us that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was successful and the knife could not slaughter, and Allah immediately sent down the ram in lieu of him slaughtering his son. And he had passed the test. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us in our lives. That we have to give preference to the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for this muhabbat to come into our hearts, the very first thing is that we have to make the soil of our heart fertile. It has become soft and suitable to plant the seed of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to understand this and to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Dhikr by means of our tongue, our heart and our jawarih, our limbs. In other words, our action will be in conformance with the Quran and Hadith, the Shariat. what Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah s.a.w. wish from us. This is what we should be making. This is the true zakir in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. When you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His azamat, his kibriya, his loftiness, his supremacy, his shafqat, his muhabbat, his rahmat. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. So we say, la to all those haram pleasures we have in our heart. The kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah. The spiritual maladies we have, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, love of this world, love of some haram, man or woman, illicit relationships, we say, la to all this, to zina, to riba, to anger, and we fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم علي غنامكم معا فرما علي خطاكم معا فرما اللهم كمزور هي يا الله اللهم مجرم هي يا الله اللهم نغار هي يا الله يا الله forgive us my الله Allah, guide us, my Allah. Allah, guide us, my Allah. Make our hearts become pure and clean. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, mazakkiha anta khayru mazakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya munqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Ya hayyu ya qiyyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله if you don't forgive us my Allah we will be losers my Allah Allah you love to forgive my Allah Forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Whatever gunas we committed, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are enticed to commit sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that consciousness that you are watching us, my Allah. You are with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah, not to commit the sin, my Allah. Allah, give us a tawfiq to refrain from sins, my Allah. Grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Grant us wara, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of ibadah, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda, my Allah. The sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from the azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in iman, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of qiyamah. How the Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rosy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us, Ya Allah, make israf, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of filth, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna, my Allah. Allah, particularly our children, our grandchildren, my Allah, our progeny, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, Ya Allah. You are the only one who can fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not turning to any other person but you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman ad-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.